Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Hello?
Yes, how can I help you?
Hi. I pay my internet.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you.
Hello, okay. Can you turn on my internet again since I paid the bill?
What is your account number, ma'am? Your customer ID?
Yeah, let me get it. My account number is 813137.
Kamala, Anna's
yes.
Anna's name.
Yes.
81. Can you tell me again? 81.
813137.
For this account, there's no bills due. It's all clear.
Oh, yeah, I paid the bill, but my internet is off.
Wait a minute, I'm checking.
Okay.
How much you paid?
$68.09.
$68.09.
Yeah, that's what I got on my bill.
But we haven't blocked your internet service. Are you sure? Are you calling for this account or the other account? We have two accounts of yours.
Oh, is it two?
Yeah. What is the address here for Anna's name and beauty? There's no due.
This is my for my
you
home.
Paid. Yeah, maybe you're talking about your home. What is the address for your home?
Unit 2/9 Harris Street, Springvale, Victoria.
Yeah, this is for your home then in that case. Yeah, for this there is a bill pending of $260.53.
Oh, why is the bill for my home different to the other one?
You haven't paid the bill since the time it got generated. The first bill was $161.99. Okay, I'll explain it to you. Just give me a moment.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, it's the same amount, but it's actually you haven't... The first bill consists of September and October, which you haven't paid. And then you have the month of November. So there's a late payment fee of $15, which I will remove for you. So in total, that's including this current month, there are three bills with spending account. That's the reason your bill is high.
Why are they not together? Because I haven't gotten, like, the... it hasn't sent me the bill for my home. It's only sent me one bill.
Yeah, that is for your business account. Your email ID is Anna. annancow63@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
How you spell your email ID, tell me?
Pardon?
What is your email ID? Can you spell it out for me?
C-H-O...
Oh, this is not the one. It is A-N-A.
I told the person that set it up to send it to this email, but it's only sent me the business internet bill.
Tell me your email ID, I'll send it to you once again.
Okay. CHOCO 2103-2005@gmail.com.
Alright, no problem. I'll send it to you this email ID, okay? You want to pay the bill now? What do you want to do?
When I pay the bill, when will the internet come back?
Give it a stay 5 minutes.
Okay, do I have to call someone after I pay?
Yeah, you can email us if you want the receipt number. Or else, if you want, I can call back.
Yeah, can you call me back? Okay.
Yeah. You want me to call you back? You tell me. I can. I'll arrange a call back for you.
Maybe at 3:50 or 4.
I'll call you back at 4 then. Okay.
Okay. I haven't gotten the email yet.
Wait, I'm sending it to you. Please wait a moment.
All right.
Can you give me the email ID again? C-H-O?
C-H-O-C-O-2103-2005@gmail.com.
It's showing invalid.
Oh.
Okay, fine. It's okay now.
Oh, okay.
Let me see. Okay, I'm sending you the invoice, okay? Just check whether you received it or not.
All right.
Give me a moment. If it's not in your inbox, check your spam folder or your junk folder.
Okay.
Did you receive it?
Not yet.
Okay, I'll do one thing, Cam. I'll just email you both the invoices. Okay, on
okay.
Your email ID. Okay? Please give me some
okay.
time. And I'll call you back at 4 and check your mail after 5 minutes. It will be there. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Cam. Take care. Bye.
Bye.